This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. The ocean waters surrounding Alaska greatly influence statewide weather. So Rick, what does the latest sea temperature data tell us?
So through July, ocean surface temperatures all around Alaska, the Gulf of Alaska, the Bering Sea, the Chukchi Sea, and the Beaufort Sea are well above normal. And in parts of the Bering and Chukchi Sea, ocean temperatures are amazingly 5 to 10 degrees above normal. That is really dramatic for ocean temperatures. And that's not all just right near the coast. We're seeing departures from normal in parts of the Chukchi Sea out in the open ocean that are as much as 10 degrees above normal. That's really remarkable.
So this is built up, I gather, over numerous months. What's driving the warming?
So in the Bering and Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, a significant part of the reason that water temperatures are so warm is the very early loss of sea ice this year. The Bering Sea was effectively ice-free for part of March, and ice went very early. Same in the southern Chukchi Sea, very early meltout. And that means that water has been being heated by the sun instead of the heat from the sun going to melt snow and ice for weeks or up to 2 months longer than normal.
And as you've told us in the past, ocean warmth warms the air and provides more moisture to the atmosphere. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.